Tässä on Michelin Keniasta.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Thank you are the one. All right.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You have liked it.
I've liked it, although my performance is gonna be at 9.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So yeah. I'm looking forward. Yeah. I'm looking forward. Yes, it's really lovely and beautiful down here.
Yes.
Yeah. And I really appreciate for the chance.
And I appreciate the Fiskars Radio very much. It's really one of the best local radios in the world.
Thank you. So here we are sitting in Raasepori, in the ruins of Raasepori Castle, with Michelle from Kenya. Could you please introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm Michelle, a hip-hop artist all the way from Kenya. And I happen to be here in Helsinki visiting my lady, Marita Renbard, and here she is. And in the process, we happen to find a show of a chance of performing at La Face Festival. And it's been really wonderful.
Okay, so could you please tell the people listening to us the background, like how you ended up with your lady in Kenya? How did you ended up coming here in the first place?
Okay. From what I can say is we met in Nairobi while she was working with the kids from a cultural from a children's center within our community, and there were these young boys whom she was working with, whom happened to be the boys whom I trained as musicians, because they didn't know anything about music. So one time I happened to be in the center where they grew up. There used to be shows that always they used to organize, and I performed there. And then after that concert, these boys came running to me like, hey, we loved what you did, and how can we also learn to do that? Can you also teach us? And I just said, it's not so hard, but first, for you guys to make it easy for me, because I just learned it straight way, so that straight way is how I was going to teach them too. And just ask them the simple thing, if they can read, because that could have been something that would have made it difficult for them if they couldn't read. So when they said they could read, they go to school, I was impressed, and I just knew that these are people whom I can work with. And the first process was just for me to write them the lyrics so that they can memorize. And from there, now we could carry on and I teach them what else next, you know. So it was just like that. So these kids, they grew up, and later after some few years, they happened to be with Marita Renbard. And when we met on the streets, they introduced me to Marita as their music teacher. And in the process of doing something with the kids there and teaching them music, so she was impressed. And from there, that's how things picked up. And now here I am here in Finland with her, visiting her and her family. And it's really beautiful. What can I say?
So what is your connection to Rainbow Tales Kenya?
Okay. Meanwhile, after that, she came back to Finland in the process of coming to figure out how she can do another project again in Kenya after the previous project that they had done was now completely over. And she happened to find another chance from the foreign ministry for her to come back in Kenya and do another thing again, which now this time was about environment, enlightening the children through music and art and poetry, which mostly people know is at spoken word. So in that way, she happened now to give me a platform of doing something with the kids this time, because she had witnessed what I did with these other kids, and they were now doing music as their career. So we also figured out like, okay, then let's see what we can do, and we see what's the outcome. And the outcome was pretty amazing. We did a song out of it. The kids did a song out of it, and it's really amazing song. It's really amazing song. Yeah.
Okay, so that was the background. So yeah. Now you could tell something about your own music. What kind of music are you up to?
Okay, the kind of music that I do is hip-hop. It's hip-hop music, and it's the roots of the hip-hop music that I'm doing are connected with the background activities that are going down in my neighborhood and affecting my community. So growing up as a child, these are things that I used to see that never used to please me, about the repression in the community from the government. So that is what my music is actually based on, social change, trying to make a difference in our communities, in our neighborhoods. Because growing up as a youth back in my neighborhood, I saw lots of my age mates losing their lives in crime, drug addiction, you know, prostitution. So it's something that it's depressing, you know, for mankind. And I just felt like the only way I can express myself, because fighting government is something that is so difficult. You're going to have to be a rebel for you to be able to do that. You join a guerrilla thing, but that is not what I chose to. So I chose to fight it in another way, like bringing awareness to the community. Like, we need to change out of this, you know. And so I just decided music is going to be my tool, my kind of weapon that I'm going to use to fight this war that we are facing down there. So it's all about social change.
And the language you are using?
Okay, I'm using Swahili and a little bit English in between for me to make my rhymes straight, and also our local slang language, because I'm trying to connect with my people. These things are affecting them. And when it comes into the younger generation, you need to reach out to them with the language that they understand. And maybe in that way, you can try to put some sense into them.
What about being a musician in Kenya? What kind of challenges do the musicians have?
Okay. Challenges. Whoa, that is really something, because back there, back in my neighborhood, they don't take it like it's something that can somebody can make a living out of, or it can take you somewhere, you know. So there are lots of challenges with many youngsters who are talented down there. Mostly, the producers, they don't look for talent. They're just after money, and not in a community where poverty is what is affecting us. How do you expect youngsters to come up with the studio money and they have talent? You know, it's up to the producers to see that there's some talent here. So this is something that we can make use out of and can bring the income later, but the producers don't think like that.
But what about the equipment? How is the technical quality?
Okay, another thing about these small studios that are in the community, the problem is the quality of the sound, because the equipments are very, very down stuffs, things that are not producing good quality sound of music. So you find that for you to happen to do something there, you have to catch up with the right people. People who know what they're doing. As much as they have these small equipments that are not producing good quality sound. Like my first mixtape and the album that now I'm working out on, Religion of Music, it is based on some songs that we did with these small equipment sounds. But the good thing about it was I happened to have the right people whom knew what they were doing. So in that way, at least some of my songs are good quality standard. They can be played international.
What I also noticed, because we have been working also together, like I've been producing his music and made two music videos there, down there.
Yeah.
And like, for example, trying to get publicity in media or to sell the CDs or something, media and entertainment industry, music industry, it's very corrupted.
Yeah. It's very corrupt. Very, very corrupt. That is very true. And that is also another reason why not many good music are heard down there. You know, because people are caught up into this system that they just want to live like a life of illusions, you know, things that are not reality, the things that they see from Western civilization thing. And that is not what is down there in Africa, you know. The truth is something that is kept aside. And all they just want to produce to the people is illusions, you know. And that is also something that is making it difficult for many young artists whom have talent to break through, you know, because at the end of the day, the talent that is down there, people are out crying over what they are facing. But that is not what people want to hear there. People want to live a lie. They just want to get caught up into this American stuffs where it's all about ladies, people driving, you know, people flying. But how many of us really can fly and drive down there, you know?
And another thing I noticed there is that there are so many talents, especially musicians, hip-hop artists, reggae, any type of music they can do, anybody, almost anybody there. And they sometimes can afford going to the studios, but they don't have a clue about professional production or marketing or legal issues like copyright things, where to register the music. So anybody can just take advantage of them, or they are just helpless. They are stuck. They can have their music album in their hand and don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. With the situation is another thing. Everything concerns money down there. And apart from the system, just trying to see that this talent is what we can support to make a career out of these youngsters, that is not what they are after, you see. And that is why many youngsters are depressed. So with all this doing music and art thing, they're just trying to find a way of also escaping from the harsh situation and how they can express themselves. Because, you know, when you are repressed, the only way you can express yourself is through art. Art is the best way that you can speak what is really affecting you. Because if you don't have any other way of doing it, you're gonna do it then in a very bad way. So it's either you choose a positive way of you expressing what is affecting you rather than a negative way, because there are also those ones whom have chosen to express how they feel in a negative way. And that is why you see all this crime and violence and drug addiction is endless, you know, because not many are capable of speaking for themselves, especially for those ones whom feel like they have talent and nobody has been there to try to help them nurture it. Just like, for example, like what I did with these young kids whom happened to run to me after I'd performed on the stage, you know. So they felt like they had the talent in them, but they didn't know how to bring it out to the people, to the world. You see? So this is also something that is affecting our communities. Kids have talent, but nobody's there to nurture it. Nobody.
Have you before been outside Africa, like any other countries?
Okay, outside Africa, no. This is my first time. And it's really amazing that my first time out of Africa, it's just like a miracle still. Things are just happening like that. Like now, today, I have a show here, which I'm expected to do. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So what I can just say is, through Lord's miracle, yeah, that's what it is. It's a miracle.
What about your expectations? Like, is Finland anything you expected it to be?
Okay, it's nothing that I expected it to be, because everything is just catching me by surprise. With all the crises and all the violence that the world is caught up into, I just happen to find a Finnish, a place where there's just harmony and peace. And you can feel free, feel safe, walk safe in the streets without any fear, grab a cup of coffee somewhere or beer, you know, without any fear within you. And that is really something. So I just feel like the rest of the world really need to learn from Finland how to really take care of their nations too.
How about the Finnish nature?
Okay,
and environment.
Okay, the Finnish nature and environment is really beautiful. I can say you are lucky with having all these 250,000 lakes. That's a lot of lakes.
Oh, 200,000.
Or 200,000 lakes. That's a lot of lakes. Yeah, and I think because of the surrounding of the water, that is why everywhere is just green here. That must be the reason, because water is running like everywhere underground, you know. So that is also another thing, and it's really amazing. It's really amazing. I think since I came, I just happened to wash my shoes once. Compared to where I come from, you'll need to wash your shoes every day to make them clean. Yeah, because of the dust and everything with the way the situation is there. So it's quite different part of the world. It's another different type part of the world. I can say maybe it's because you guys are also far from all these distractions. So what I can just say is whoever founded this country was a genius.
Okay, thank you, Mishani, and we wish you all the best for your performance today.
Thank you very much.